Let's wait for Scott to show up. Where are you, Scott? You're not here. Is there something I can watch on YouTube waiting for you to show up? Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, what was this weird thing about the dude that was... There's some lady that just started going off on Chuck Schumer on the street while he was trying to give a press conference. Did they? I wonder if they cut that out here.
Trump causes the anger. He causes the divisiveness. He foments the violence and blames others.
Yeah, they just like, apparently just like completely cut it out.
The technique Trump is using is used by the worst dictators.
Ugh, horrible sound, Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer. Here's the thing. I felt like I was watching it here. Oh, I was, but it was on MSNBC. That's why. So I don't have it. Let's see if Scott is here. Oh, he is. Oh, Scott is here. And then I told him that he better not be late or else there would be all hell to pay. Hello.
Hi.
Do you have original audio on?
No, I turned off original sound now.
Oh, good.
Just for you.
I found out that it causes cancer.
What doesn't?
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom.
Oh, I have no fucking clue.
No fucking clue
what we're going to talk about today, because obviously there's shit going on, but I don't know that we want to talk about shit going on for the entire show, so I came up with an idea.
Yes, Daniel?
A little game.
Yes, Daniel?
Methane or Maxim?
Methane or Maxim?
Yes, I will read you some stories and you can tell me whether they're bullshit or whether they are true.
Sounds like something that you do on your other program.
No. We do a news quiz on the other program.
Where you are given five things or something like that by Adam and you guess the one that...
That's a news quiz. That's the New York Times.
How is this going?
Because those are questions about things that happen during the week.
Differ.
Because these are stories from Snopes.com. Some of them are true, some of them are false. But they are circulating around on the internet.
Do you know that ever since you've gotten your standing desk, you've turned into Stevie Wonder?
I just called to sway. I love you. Oh, you locked up. Your video locked up, or you're back now.
Yeah, yours did too.
No, it was you.
Yeah. Now I smell methane.
Well, I feel like it was you because mine didn't lock up.
You locked up to me.
Yeah, did you lock up to you?
I didn't see myself lock up to me.
Ah. Well then. How you doing, Scott?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That doesn't sound very convinced.
I didn't sleep very well.
Okay. Do you want to not do a show?
Absolutely not.
I mean, we can. We can just, we can phone it in.
Absolutely not.
We can say things like, Trump is bad, Biden's good. The world is black and white.
How do you feel about all the shit that's going down the pike?
Well, as you can see on the old Trello there, I did toss up something that you had put on the board a long time ago, which is childhood fears versus adult fears. And
yes.
Even though on the last show I was saying that I wasn't really worried about those people because they're all talk and no action.
Yes.
I am kind of nervous about the 20th. I feel
don't
like,
you think that super heightened security is going to be in play, especially now?
Yeah, but even super heightened security isn't, you know, they can't outrun like a Tomahawk missile or something. What if one of these ex-military bozos found some old Russian Tomahawk wow. missile that they can set off 20 miles away and it comes in at, you know, supersonic speeds and basically blows up the Capitol?
You sure went from 0 to 60 in a very few seconds. Wow.
I don't think
these bozos are going to do anything to, they have got a nuclear warhead that they're ready to detonate.
Doesn't have to be, it can be a conventional warhead, but the, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, I mean, I'll definitely be watching just to, but then I felt like this at inaugurations, Obama. I felt like this at Obama's inauguration too, right? I was worried.
You are freezing all over the place, on and off. Or is one of us doing something wrong? And I am not freezing to me, but
I am not freezing to me. And
you're freezing.
You haven't been freezing. I can reboot if you want.
No. I just, honey, I don't know about this shit.
Oh dear God! Calm the fuck down.
No, I will not calm down. I am an emotional person, and I am going to express myself emotionally, and if you don't like it, you can take a Valium.
I don't have a Valium.
I don't know anything about this stuff, so if it's freezing, I don't know if it's me, if it's you, it's something I can do to fix me, if it's something you can do to fix you.
So, you know, I have to run other software during the day, other video software during the day, and it could be that there's some problems burbling and bubbling up there that I could reboot for. My problem is I need to make sure I save off all these pages that I have right here because I put them together for the Methane or Maxim, which I thought was a really great idea, but you kind of poo-pooed it. But it's all right. I put them all together.
Do you really want all of your podcasts to start sounding the same? Because if we start doing that kind of thing, it's very similar to what you do on your other show. How about this? How about not making a game out of it, but your internet connection is unstable?
Yeah, I'm going to reboot.
Is what I just saw. So is oh, that's you.
It's me?
Huh?
I'm going to reboot. So,
okay.
And we'll see if that clears it up.
All right.
And if it doesn't, then we'll move on to another thing.
Should I leave this particular meeting?
I think you can come back into it, but I think when I leave it it's going to I can leave it without you being affected. Regardless. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah, I can assign you as to be the host. Yeah. So, I'm going to you stay where you are. Fun, kids. We're going to reboot now. Alienware. As you boot, you make me stare at your stupid logo. As you boot. Boot, 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 boot. Launching Zoom. I'm launching Zoom. 3200? Duh fuck? Why would I ever want my mouse resolution to be at 3200 dpi? What the fuck? That's just crazy. I wouldn't want to do that ever.
What happened?
I was talking to the pre-show folks while I was rebooting. You'll have to wait till I post the pre-show. Hey! You've got a different background.
Yeah, I decided to change it up a little bit.
You've moved out into the hallway now. You're now podcasting from the hallway overlooking the room that you do not use.
Pretty much.
The don't use this room.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. So, no, it's not that I'm... I, I can see the difference between the two things because I feel like one of them is not funny. One of them is just a news quiz, and this is more like humorous kind of a thing. But that's fine. We don't have to do. I was just looking for. I just didn't want to have another show where everything was just doom and gloom and horrible, and you know, because that's the world we live in, and who needs to listen to us for that? It's reality. But it's okay. We can talk about it.
Well, the thing is I don't have any viable options. So,
what do you mean?
Drew and I have a rule.
Yes.
When I use the term loosely, but we have a concept. A tradition? No. A concept that if one of us says no to something, the no-e needs to come up with a viable compromise, a viable. In other words, if he says no, I don't want macaroni and cheese, then he has to come up with what he wants. He doesn't throw it back into my court so that I have to come up with something else. If he says I want to eat out, I want to order out, and I say no, I don't want to, then it's on me to find a way to compensate, compromise. Ooh, look at you! You just went to hell.
That reset when I reboot. my no one can see that except for you, but basically I have an LED panel right behind my monitor, which is Amber, which I usually keep very low so that I don't look pasty white. See, like
you call her Amber?
Without it, I look all pasty white and washed out. With a little Amber, I have a little bit of color to my face. So I guess when I rebooted, it reset itself.
And you call your light Amber?
Yes, I do.
That's very sweet.
Oh, that one's too bright. We'll go without that one. Anyway, hey, is that a volcano mug?
That is.
We should talk about that someday.
I think I'm going to get rid of this stupid virtual background. It was cute for a second, but now it's just dumb.
Okay, well, you sound like you're in a great mood. So
I am saving it for the show.
Oh, okay.
Backgrounds, none.
So taking a look here at the Trello...
They call me Mellow Trello.
No one has ever called you that, ever.
They call me Mellow Trello.
So the first topic there...
Deflated creators.
...is about that. It's about the capital nonsense, tangentially. Childhood fears and adult fears, again... I think most of my adulthood fears now are just around these people. And then we'll get rid of this. Boop. No longer there. We'll move it over here. Nope.
All right, but what?
Are you speaking in tongues? Do I have to do I have to translate it now?
You can.
For the Lord said unto thee, what the fuck?
Exactly. What happened to us the last show, which when I listened to it, once again, it wasn't bad. It's always worse when you're creating it and you think, oh my God, and then you listen to it and it isn't bad. And Drew didn't think it was bad. And he's very critical. I think what happened to us the last time, dearest yes. Daniel, is yes. that we did not have backup topics. And when we ran out of what we were talking about, we ran out of steam.
Okay.
So I think that what we need to do is make sure that there is an overabundance of things on deck to talk about, and then we can either get to them or not, as opposed to coming to the end and not having anything.
Okay. I'm inviting you to add one. Shall you?
Shall you? Well, from what we've got or something new?
Something new. Or something that we got. There, that's fine. If you want to
throw one. How about co-host berating you for not posting?
You were.
Oh, you made a new thing called Nope.
It's been there for a while, but yes.
Oh. Do you notice how you argue every point? It's been there for a while, but yes.
How am I supposed to answer that? Because like if I say, no, I'm not, then I'm arguing, arguing the point.
You're arguing the point. I said, oh, you made a new thing called Nope. Yeah, I did. Doesn't matter when.
Okay. It's not new, and I made it while it was on a recording on one of our pre-shows when I made it. And you went, oh, that's funny. And so I was like, you were there when I made it. Yeah. So that's why I was saying that.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But then I'm old and I drink.
Well, you're not drinking so much anymore.
Slowing down now.
Because, you know, Christmas. Christmas is over.
All right. I think the most hated food, most loved food is dumb. I don't mind if you could spend some money, but that, once again, those tend to be short answers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want to spend an evening with Einstein. Why? Because you're smart. I want to talk to him. That's basically it.
I want to spend an evening with, oh shit, what's his name?
The guy with the horns?
The Q shaman? No.
The Viking horn guy?
No. Brent Corgan. Yeah, Brent Corgan. I would spend an evening with Brent Corgan.
I don't know who that is.
He's a porn actor.
Oh, boy. You know, oh, Lord. Okay.
It was just an evening.
Fuck.
Trust me, I'm intellectually stimulated quite enough in my normal life. So if I was going to choose a fantasy evening, it would not be for intellectual stimulation.
All right. I'm going to put this in here because it's always going to be in there with always a possibility of me telling a story about some famous person that I've met or worked with. We did get two emails from someone who wanted to join.
Yeah, I sent them out, I think.
Pride Flavonoidy, 30 feet down, level 13 there.
I sent them out they sent the one, and then I was working on posting, because Mondays are just really busy for me because I have a lot of stuff going on. So anyway, so I had posted the Mixed Minus pre and post show, and I saw it, and I was going to address it today, but then they sent another one today. But it doesn't matter. I still sent it. They sent it at 1:28 a.m. this morning. So it's like,
wow.
And the first one came in yesterday. So anyway, it doesn't matter. I have taken care of it. They are now welcome to join level 13.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Level
13. Well, I have a hair appointment on Friday. We can talk about that. That'll be fun.
Yes.
I'm trying to decide whether I really want to make a cardboard little tiny popsicle puppet of Scott the Satyr to take with me to Disney.
That's kind of funny.
Take a little pictures of him with us. Take videos of him on the ride.
You know, we could talk about what visits to Disney are like now with the, as opposed to pre-plague.
Okay.
That would give us something to talk about. We actually give you something to talk about, but that's fine. I'm sure people want to hear you too, not just me. As hard as that is to believe.
Don't be so sure about that. And it's also MLK Day on Monday.
Oh, boy. Talk about spinning in your grave.
Because he has a holiday or because of what's going on in the world?
Because of what's going on in the world. Did you see the photograph of the Capitol steps being protected from the Black Lives Matter protesters as opposed to the Capitol steps when these Viking-horned morons...
Yeah, that actually the photo that's there is there at the Lincoln Memorial, I believe. But yes, point taken. Yes. And I watch MSNBC. So Joy Reid did a huge number just like on the fly as this whole thing was happening, just contrasting how Black people's experience with the police is so different and just commenting as in real time as people were like, look at how unconcerned they are about the cops. It's like, that is privilege. Just to be able to just walk up to a whole line of policemen and shoot them a bird and like, you know, and go, fuck you, you're a traitor, you're a goddamn traitor. It's just like, that is the embodiment of privilege, is just...
Yep.
Not a Black person in the crowd.
Well, I think that we can...
All right.
Fill that out.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Is that Eunice?
That is Eunice, who is now suffering horrible arthritis pain and limping.
Yeah, her leg was twitching there. She was trying to
She's dreaming, yeah. But no, she's getting old. This is towards the end for her, and as horrible as that is to think about.
But California dream. Oh, I mean, I know this, right? I have a 23-year-old cat, so when I see him giving all of his energy just to crawl up the stairs so that he can yell at me that I haven't fed him.
Yes.
And then I know that he's going to barrel down the stairs, which he could break a leg doing, but he hates being held by me. So he won't let me take him down the stairs. And, you know, yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm going to do when he's gone. But yet at the same time, I'm hyper conscious of the fact that, you know, you don't get an unlimited amount of time here. And his time is rapidly approaching. When he breathes, you can hear him, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's the double-edged sword of having these bundles of love in your life is that the inevitability is that you are going to outlast them, and then you're going to have to see them go. Oh God, this is another happy topic. Jesus Christ, let's cover this on the show
tonight on a very special on a very special Moesha.
Aye.
All right, you ready?
I'm going to start my recording right now. I am recording, and now I'm going to get my energy up because I got to do a show.
It's your turn. You ready?
I am.
One, two, three, four!